Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight. A reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Everybody to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join in with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and with a little bit of luck, some wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, light workers, light bearers, spiritual empaths, shamans, and hey, that list, it goes on and on. It's as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality, to facilitate the awakening and the shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, so sit back, take a break, kick your shoes off, and join with us as we share the love, the light, and laughter that always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Deb Schiller today and our guest, Jen Young, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long. It does fill up fast. Deb is the co-host this evening. She's filling Jeannie's chair. And if you have any questions, do ask her. I don't really watch the chat room that closely. So if you have a question, she's the one you should IM. Of course, if you don't want an answer, then you can send it to me. I don't multitask so well, so it's up to Deb to answer your question. Ken Quiet Hawk is that amazing voice that introduced the show. and he can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to learn more about him. I'm at barbaradulong.com, and our special guest tonight, Jen, is at jenyoungsite.blogspot.com. So, and before we get going, I did want to make kind of a small announcement. There are tons and tons. There are thousands, actually, of shows on Blog Talk Radio that deal with the spiritual realms. And they run the gamut from exceedingly fabulous to quaintly amusing. And I found that when I was looking around just to see what the spiritual shows were worth, I got very confused. Sometimes I got sucked in and sometimes I got offended. And so anyhow, I decided that I would sort of make a list up of those shows that I frequent. And the reason being, if you're anything like me, you don't have a lot of time in the world. And you want to make sure that if you want to go listen to a radio show, it has quality, that there's efficacy to it, there's integrity to it, that the people who are on the show have the same type of philosophy as you do. And so I have, over the years, found a number of shows that I found were absolutely spectacular. The hosts were wonderful. As a matter of fact, I've also guested on a couple of the shows. And I find them amazing and wonderful and spectacular. And if you go to my website and go to the special projects page, no, don't do that. We'll do that. It's interesting to see. But if you go to my website and you go to the appearance schedule and then find Nightlight, underneath Nightlight will be a page that says I highly recommend. And those are the shows that I highly recommend, and you can go directly from those. I've linked them directly to those people's Blog Talk pages, so you can read up on them and see what you think about them. They are unbelievably phenomenal people, and I highly endorse them. I think they are spectacular, and they are the kind of people that I enjoy spending time with, and that if you like what goes on here at this show, then most probably you will enjoy their shows as well. We're waiting for Jen to show up. I don't think she has yet, Deb. Blog Talk changed its venue for us show hosts, and so I'm having to flip back and forth between pages, and it's a little confusing because it's a different setup than I have experienced before. Want to tell you a little bit about, you know, what's coming up. On Saturday, I'm going to be doing an interview with another author. I interviewed an amazing author this evening. His name was Robert Sullivan, and he's written a book on images and Masonic images and symbology and in the movies. And I don't think I'll ever go to a movie and watch the movie with the same eyes again. His material was very, very interesting, and it was a lot of fun to talk to him. And on Saturday, I have the author of a book called The Nephilim, and that deals with all of the giant bones that have been found in this country. And it just sort of is waking us up to the fact that there is indeed a link to our history that historians have chosen not to tell us about. And so it's a very fascinating subject. I've done a lot of research on it myself, kind of wonder just what the heck is going on, that our history books aren't telling us about a lot of the stuff that goes on in our, I should not be surprised. Our history books don't tell us about a lot of stuff. But it just feels to me as though we really should be privy to where we came from. As far as my own research goes, it's apparent that the giants were here before the Indians were. Oftentimes, the Indians, when asked about some of the dwellings and some of the chambers and some of the things that are around, when they were asked about them, they said, "Oh no, they didn't build them. That was the white Indians." And all of the giants apparently had white skin, so that they came. They were in this country prior to when the Native American Indians came to this country, and they intermingled. They were friendly in some cases and not so much friendly in other cases. And the giants obviously died out. I do believe in some cases. I know in Nevada, the Paiutes literally chased them all into a cave and killed off the remnants of that particular race. And in retrospect, that wasn't exactly a good thing, but it seems to be the way of man. We tend to try to keep everything the same and in many cases try to control a lot more than we really should. And because of that, we have tons and tons of animals that are going extinct and quite possibly people that are going extinct as well. So I'm going to ask Deb. Deb, if you can go on Skype and see if Jen is taking a nap or if she's forgotten. Of course, I don't know if you can hear me. I would assume you can hear me because I'm sure. Oh, yes, you do. I do want to talk also a little bit about the class for, it's not a class, it's a circle. It's a circle for spiritual development, and it will be starting a week from this Thursday. And it's open to anyone. You have to sign up for it because it is a private blog talk show. And we're talking about the foundations of spirituality and those aspects that do play into being a spiritual person, being on a spiritual pathway, and how it gives you, how the spiritual aspects give you a foundation for a lot of other spiritual things. And it is I believe the best way to, if you're going to, first of all, being on a spiritual pathway in my mind is the way we should be leading our lives. And it is my fear. Thank you, heroes. And what happens is if you really are studying spirituality, if you're really intent about it, if you're really focusing on understanding to how to live your life appropriately, you will find that by living a spiritual life, your sensibilities and your sensitivities and your ability to read yourself and other people is greatly enhanced. And so that's how I got into the spiritual essences. That's how I got into the spiritual field. And that's basically oh, you guys, you can't do this to me. This is not fun. Okay. Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you guys would watch your language. This is definitely not a place for that. I am going to, I guess, take, unbelievable here. I'm trying very hard to, she's away and she's not answering. Okay, well then what we'll do is we're going to start and do some readings. And if and when Jen decides to find us, then she will. And if she doesn't, then I will just plow on forward. For those of you that have never been to the show before, I do a little bit of a different type of reading. I prefer to give you what I get. And so questions are not appropriate. And so what we're going to do is I will give you what I get, and hopefully my philosophy is that if you have problems in your mundane life, most probably there is a spiritual underlying flow or energetic to them. So that if you get the spiritual information, then everything should unfold for you quite beautifully. So I'm gonna see if my switchboard will work here. It does. Hi, Yvonne, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. Hold on a second. We have stupidity going on in the chat room, and I just have to remember how to do this. Okay. So just hang a second. Somebody has has decided to type nasty words into the chat room. And okay, Deb, you've got a handle on it now. Okay, so Yvonne, how can unbelievable. Okay, so let me see. I just lost my switchboard. So Deb is in control of the chat room again. So I'm going to give you what I get, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
I'm seeing a lot of rainbows. I'm seeing a lot of light around you, and it feels as though light is something that is beginning to radiate you with a great deal of intensity. I feel strongly that there's been a breakthrough of some sort here for you, and that because of that breakthrough, Yvonne, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to shut down the show. People are deciding to be just horrible out there, and I do apologize, but I will try to catch you next time, okay?
Okay, thank you.